Welcome to Shakespeare FC, The Words, a five-minute journey into the individual bits of language that were forged, fletched, hewn, and hammered, and sometimes crowbarred, into existence by our brilliant and witty Warwickshirean wordsmith, or, as you become more familiar, Uncle Will. I'm your host, Kari Marshall. It is in William's tragic tale of King Lear that hearts are not simply broken, allegiances severed, or affinities dissolved, much like Hamlet describing the very essence of time being out of joint, we find the first usage of the word dislocate. The word does have a rather dubious and murky etymology, coming, it seems, through Middle English and Latin via the Greek, but more on that in a minute. The play so far. Lear, an aging king, decides to divide his kingdom among his three daughters, based on who loves him the most. His two elder daughters, Goneril and Regan, flatter him outrageously, while his youngest, Cordelia, refuses to stoop to such theatrics and is promptly disinherited. The greedy Goneril, emboldened by her lust for power, has allied herself with Edmund, Gloucester's scheming son, to consolidate control over Britain. Her husband, the Duke of Albany, a rather nice fellow as it happens, becomes increasingly disturbed by the cruelty she inflicts upon her father, and when news of Gloucester's brutal blinding at the hands of Cornwall and his sister-in-law Regan, the kind and generous Albany confronts his scurrilous and serpentine spouse. Why they were married in the first place is the subject for another day. What is clear here is that Albany has had enough of his wife's inhumanity, and confronts her in Act 4, Scene 1, calling her monstrous and accusing her of behaving against nature, more a tiger than a daughter. Goneril retaliates with scathing scorn and derision, stabbing deeply as only a spouse could, by mocking Albany's masculinity.
I have been worth the whistle.
Oh, Goneril, you are not worth the dust which the rude wind blows in your face. Oh. I fear your disposition. That nature which contemns its origin cannot be bordered certain in itself. She that herself will sliver and disbranch from her material sap, her force must wither and come to deadly use.
No more, the text is foolish.
Wisdom and goodness to the vile seem vile. Filth savor but themselves. What have you done? Tigers, not daughters, what have you performed? Could my good brother suffer you to do it?
Milk-livered man, that bear'st a cheek for blows, a head for wrongs, who hast not in thy brows an eye discerning thine honour from thy suffering, that not knowest fools do those villains pity who are punished ere they have done their mischief. Where's thy drum? France spreads his banners in our noiseless land. With plumed helm thy state begins to threat, whilst thou, a moral fool, sits still and cries, alack, why does he so?
See thyself, devil! Proper deformity seems not in a fiend so horrid as in woman.
Oh, vain fool!
Thou changed and self-covered thing, for shame, be monster not thy feature. Were my fitness to let these hands obey my blood, they are apt enough to dislocate and tear thy flesh and bones. Howe'er thou art a fiend, a woman's shape doth shield thee.
Marry, your manhood, meow.
What news? Oh, my good lord, the Duke of Cornwall's dead.
Meow, indeed. As we said, the etymology is murky, possibly coming from the Greek, loxos meaning bent, slanting, or oblique, transforming into luxatio or luxare, and eventually into the late Latin dislocare, into dislocatus, meaning to displace or dislocate. Interestingly, the medical profession keeps up with this to this day, referring to a full dislocation of a joint as a luxation. Well, I must pop off, or out, but don't get your nose out of joint. We'll be together next time. What say we relocate right here? Well, alas and alack, my friends, that is all we have time for. Join us again next time for another hopefully informative journey into the mind of Uncle William. I'm Kari Marshall. Farewell until next time.
Shakespeare FC is a production of WGTE Public Media and is sponsored in part by a generous donation from the Cowie Family Fund. All previous episodes are available at wgte.org/sfc or wherever you get your podcasts.